10104, William B. Shemmel, north of Route 22, corner of Caddy's Dell and Creek Way, being lot 3,330, within Baywood Mobile Home Park. They're seeking a variance from rear yard setback requirement, a variance from the separation requirement between units, and a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park.
Name and address.
Robert Shane Doctor, 25946 Country Meadows Drive.
All right, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Fine. Can you explain these requests to the board?
Yes. Presently on the back of the house right now, there's a 16 by 20 ground level deck. And what we want to do is take that ground level deck down and build a screen deck in its place. Mm-hmm. And what it'll do is it'll encroach the back setback. It's a detached garage on the property behind it, which kind of sits off to the left. So this porch wouldn't be up against another structure, but we will be approximately 14 and a half foot from the corner of the deck to that garage. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, we're going to probably be about 28 square feet over the 35%.
28 feet?
28 square feet.
28 square feet over.
Yes. It's in Baywood Greens Golf Course Community. Down the backside between the homes, there's no golf course views. There's no ponds. There's really nothing that it would be interfering with.
Rickard, how many similar variances have we granted?
Oh, let's take a look here. We have two. That's all I've seen similar.
In that area?
In that area.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, anyway. Do I have any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman? Mr. Hunt? Mr. Mill?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, before we, what did you say you wanted on the lot coverage? 35%?
Yes.
And you want what?
Well, we're going to...
Like you're about 75.9 tenths of a square foot over.
When I talked to the lady on the phone, I'm getting the lot square footage at about 7,500 square foot, and she said she was less. And I don't know where she was.
No, she's 7,500, let's see... 35% would be 2,578.1 tenths of a foot, square foot. You got 192 square feet for your deck. You got 440 square feet for your garage. You agree with these figures?
Yes.
You got 102 square feet for your addition and 1,920 square feet for your mobile home. So if you add that up, that comes to 2,654 square feet. You take 35% of that, my math is correct, 35% of that is 2,578 square feet. So you subtract that away from that, that gives you 75.9 square feet. You're over. I just want you to be clear on that.
Okay.
Okay. There are the figures. I've gone over those.
Okay.
So what you're considering a square footage is 75.9.
9 square feet over. They're 35%. Okay. 75.9.
If this board approves of anything here, I don't want you to go out of here with a figure and you know you're okay and you're not. Really.
Sure.
Okay, hearing no opposition, and chair under, I mean, the board understands it's a 75.9 square foot variance that we'll be voting on. If so, I'll entertain a motion.
We take case number 10,104 under advisement.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,104 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case also has been taken under advisement tonight. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You may stay if you would like, or you could call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Case number